Blog Talk Radio.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of our God. And this is a verdict, that the light came into the world, but people prefer darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen, done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Jesus Christ. Well, happy Rejoice Sunday, or Latre Sunday. We are in the middle of Lent, and we are already here, the rejoicing of Easter and the readings that proclaim the healing power of God, which comes from today's first reading, and the mercy of God, which is in today's second reading, and the saving power of God in the gospel, although the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are halfway through Lent. How's it going? Are things going well? You know, have you felt the suffering? See, the church has significantly shifted her attention from the disciplines of Lent, which is prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, to the saving work of the suffering servant of God, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Today's gospel is a portion of a lengthy encounter between Jesus and Nicodemus. You see, Nicodemus is identified in John's Gospel as a Pharisee and ruler of the Jews. Pharisees were a religious party of Jesus' day who held to a particular Jewish theological perspective. Unlike the Sadducees, the Pharisees believed in the resurrection of the body. Most likely, Nicodemus was a member of the Jewish Sanhedrin, or council. It was Nicodemus who helped Joseph with the preparation of the body of Jesus in his burial. You can see that in St. John's Gospel, 19:38-40. The meeting takes place at night because most likely Nicodemus did not want to be known as someone interested in Jesus and his teachings. Jesus, because by explaining that no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above, born of the Spirit, a strong reference to baptism. In order to demonstrate his authority in these matters, Jesus identifies himself as the one who has came down from heaven, the Son of Man. It is at this point that today's gospel reading begins. Jesus reveals himself as the divine physician who was sent by the loving Father to bring healing from sin to humanity through the surgical instrument of his cross. To assist Nicodemus in understanding, Jesus creates a comparison between the bronze snake that Moses attached to a pole to heal the Jews of the punishment of snake bites to his crucifixion on the cross that will bring healing to the world. How many of you have been to a doctor's office? Okay, that's every single one of you. If you are listening and you've never been to a doctor's office, I don't know what's going on. But you walk in, or sometimes it's on the outside of the building, and you see this thing, and it's this little pole, and it's a straight pole, and there's two snakes going around it. You see, vets have it, doctors have it, hospitals have it. It's a pole. There's two snakes going around it. I'm sure all of you have seen this and are now referencing it to this, because the bronze snake that Moses attached to the pole was to heal the Jews of the punishment of snake bite. Well, now it's nationally known as a symbol of, you know, healing, a doctorate, you go to that place to be healed, to have a cure. And they reference that to today's healing for the world, which is Jesus' crucifixion on the cross. And in continuing in the gospel, St. John, the author, now provides his keen reflection on Jesus, who is the love and healing of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Behold the wood of the cross, on which hung the salvation of the world. Remember this, you are dust, so surrender yourself to the Lord who promises his forgiveness and life to the dust he has made and loves. We believe and therefore speak. Consider joining the men and women in a personal relationship with Jesus. If you have not been able to do a retreat, I'm not saying going out to your parish and spending overnight. I'm talking about a self-retreat with you and God, the church, and Mary. It's a simple thing. You go to confession. You receive the Eucharist. You go to adoration. You pray a rosary. Maybe read a book, a pamphlet or something. And perhaps you add, like a rosary or something, and treat yourself to a brand new rosary. Whatever it may be, it will be. So that is today's gospel reflection. And we know, I'm sure many of your pastors today talked about being the light, right? And we kind of went away from that. So listen to your pastor and listen to what he said. And we've got to foreshadow what's going to be happening. And keep this week. Behold the Lord of the cross on which hung the salvation of the world. Lent is half over. You, well, it's a little more than half over. But you see, you have next Sunday, and then the Sunday after that, Palm Sunday. So that's going to be great, and then we go into Holy Week. But before we end tonight, I have a few other things that I'd like to come up. Pope Francis has announced a jubilee year dedicated to mercy. While celebrating his second anniversary of the papacy this Friday, Pope Francis has announced a jubilee year focused on the concepts he most often preaches, mercy. The former Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio made the revelation during his sermon at a Lenten penitential service, where the unexpected announcement won the applause of those attending the ceremony at St. Peter's Basilica. Francis will dedicate the jubilee to the virtue of mercy, to he has referred on multiple occasions, and which is the basis of the episcopal motto that he chose when he became a bishop. Miserando et qui eligendo. He looked at him with mercy and he chose him. During his sermon, he said, no one can be excluded from the mercy of God. The Argentine pontiff acknowledged that I have thought about how the church can make clear its mission of being a witness of mercy and concluded that if it's a journey that starts with a spiritual conversion, for this reason I decided to declare an extraordinary jubilee that has the mercy of God at its center, and I will be the Holy Year of Mercy. It will begin on December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and will come to an end on November 20th, 2016, the date when the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe, is celebrated. You see, the tradition of Jubilee, or Holy Year, goes back to 1300, when Pope Boniface decreed that it must be celebrated every century. However, since the year 1475, it has been called every 25 years to allow each generation to experience at least one ordinary jubilee, while the extraordinary ones are announced based on some important occurrence. In the extraordinary jubilee he has called, Francis will honor the 50th anniversary of the closure of the 1962 to 1965 Vatican II Council, and will encourage the Church to continue the path of the turning point in the Church doctrine and liturgy. The Pope's announcement came as he celebrated the 2 years since that rainy afternoon when a cardinal from the end of the world appeared to the balcony of the Central Loggia or of the Basilica to greet the words as Francis. Precisely this Friday, in an interview on Mexico television, the first Latin American Pope made a surprising statement, acknowledging that I have a feeling my pontificate will be brief, 4 or 5 years, I do not know. He also said he didn't like to travel very much and sometimes longs for home. What he'd really like to do someday, he said, would be able to walk out of the Vatican without being noticed and go get a pizza. Wow. Go get a pizza. What kind of a Pope do we have? You know, a good one? You know, we really don't know. It's something that almost every single person has a different opinion on. Recently, just today, I made a blog post called New Trend. And you can find that blog post on CatholicDesk.Weebly.com. And there you can find my blog. And there I talk about the new trend, of the trend that Pope Benedict may have started. And I also say in this blog how dangerous it would be if we had all these popes saying after 5 years, oh, I don't feel good, I want to go get a pizza. And we have them all in the Vatican or, you know, wherever Pope Francis thinks he can go. There's something bad about this. How many of you remember the Western Schism? Are we going to have another one of those? Only the Lord knows what will happen in the future. And I must say, I am praying for Pope Benedict. God bless you all, Eastern Time. I will be doing the live rosary, which you can find on Why I'm a True Catholic. You can find the link there, or you can go to Facebook.com and search Live Rosary for Sunday of Lent, or you can go to YouTube and search The Converted Catholic. That all begins tonight at 8:45 p.m. Eastern Time.